Now, you talked a little bit about negativity right there, and recently there's been a pretty negative ad about you put out by Jeannie Forrester referencing your support of the Northern Pass Project. Can you clarify where you stand on that project?
I'm in favor of Northern Pass. I think the plan really needs to be adjusted probably a little more. I think Eversource has done a pretty good job in the past couple of years here. They've agreed to bury some more line. They've agreed to a power purchase agreement. They've been working closer with the local communities than Hydro-Quebec was before. I'm one of the largest energy users in the state. I buy my power every 5 minutes on the spot market. I am constantly watching the dynamics of the energy market. We need a governor that understands the dynamics of that market, so when we do make decisions, we're making it in the best interest of everyone. But look, when you have some of the highest energy rates in the country, I see the businesses leaving, like BAE or Ruger or Foss. These companies are doing expansion projects out of state. One of the reasons is our high energy costs. There's no doubt about it. It's unsustainable. So we need more electricity. 2 years ago, my electric bill was $1.2 million just to make snow. So it has a huge impact on the North Country. That is unsustainable. Unsustainable completely. It inhibits how much capital we can spend or how we can grow or jobs we can introduce. So it's a very, very difficult issue. In terms of being able to provide a viable solution to get those rates down. Eversource is one out of one drop in the bucket, but we need a lot of different drops in that bucket, whether it's looking at renewables, looking at natural gas. There's a lot of things we need to do to start getting those energy rates down, but putting another 1,000 megawatts into the state and into the New England region, that's a good thing. That creates more electrons into the pot. It means lower prices for all of us.
Now, you also mentioned you're a business owner and you own a ski resort in the area, and I'm sure no doubt have noticed that there's kind of an unemployment issue floating around the state. Now, as governor, how would you fix that?
By the unemployment issue, you're talking about kind of the workforce issue we have here?
Yeah.
So, more than any other candidate in this race, I understand the workforce problem that we have because we are having trouble hiring good people. We are losing our younger workforce in droves. We have not created any programs to incentivize young people to stay. We haven't created programs to help them manage their high debt load when they come out of college or even reduce the cost of college going forward. And it doesn't take a lot. So a couple examples would be one of my programs says if you go to the university here in New Hampshire and you stay and work in New Hampshire in one of our high-need job areas like nursing or psychiatry or teacher or something like that, we'll help pay down that high debt burden. So let's create programs that incentivize our workers to stay, that help retain them, help lower their debt burden, and help create a better workforce for us going into the future. Programs like that can be a win-win all around, but it takes political will, a little creativity, to actually get it done and see it through.